All right, we were talking about Easter Sunday earlier, and we were talking about Easter bunnies and how you eat them. Now, Gary Busey had shared this with us a couple of years ago. This is how he really, seriously, eats an Easter bunny.
Some of them are this big, but they're hollow. So that means you could bite the head off the bunny and put Cheerios in it.
Oh, God.
Some sweet enough. Then have a Cheerio breakfast and eat the bunny. You feel like you've conquered the world.
So there you go. That's Gary Busey's advice on how to eat an Easter bunny. Hold on, Len. Jackson in Ann Arbor, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How about you, Big Jim?
We're good, man.
So why are you calling?
So you guys are talking about different ways to eat chocolate bunnies.
Yes.
Right.
I have a little more grown-up version of eating a chocolate bunny.
Okay.
So here's what you do. You bite the ears off. You leave the head and the body intact. You take some Godiva chocolate liqueur and a little bit of vodka. You mix it up. You throw it in that bunny and throw a straw in and go to town.
Nice.
You know what? That's actually not a bad suggestion. Yeah.
But that's how Gary Busey wound up the way he did.
After Easter dinner nightcap, you know, relieves the stress of dealing with your family.
Right. Like that.
That's what Gary Busey said.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could throw some Cheerios if you want. You know, a little sweet and low on top.
Dude.
With Busey, I think Cheerios was code word for like...
Yeah, something other than we don't know about.
Oh, I almost guarantee it. It was probably the frosted Cheerios.
Well played. Jackson, great call, brother. Nice to know you're out there this morning. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, you too, guys.